It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock wants a newly created center in Denver to become a national leader in research on racism and bias. Hancock announced the creation of the government-run think tank during his State of the City address Monday. He says it will lead honest conversations about the effects of racism. The mayor also outlined steps the city's taking to continue fighting the coronavirus, like stocking up on personal protective equipment. Alumni at Lamar High School are asking the school to re-examine its use of Native American imagery in its athletics programs. CPR's Paolo Jalcita reports.
The school is known as the Lamar Savages and features an American Indian in headdress as its logo. Stephanie Davis, a 2006 graduate, says the mascot is a caricature that dehumanizes Native Americans.
In the last week, we've found a coalition of over 70 alumni who are asking how we can help make the commission's recommendations to remove the imagery from school's reality, and how we can help retire the Savage mascot.
Lamar School Board says no plans are in place to change the mascot, but they do plan to have discussions about it. I'm Paul Shalstep, CPR News.
Some environmental groups are still fighting the expansion of Gross Reservoir in Boulder County. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
Federal officials recently gave the okay for Denver Water to do the expansion. Gross Reservoir helps supply water for 1.5 million customers on the Front Range, but none in Boulder County. The utility says the expansion will help meet future demand, but the plan has two more hurdles, including a lawsuit against the Army Corps of Engineers, which has granted a permit. Gary Walkner leads Save the Colorado, one of the nonprofits behind that lawsuit.
Denver Water is expressing to the public that this is over, but it's a long ways from over.
Walkner says the expansion will harm stream flows, wildlife, and area residents. At the same time, Denver Water is appealing a district judge's ruling that lets Boulder County make its own decision about the project. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Boulder and Denver have highs today in the 80s, mid-80s in Fort Collins, and highs in the 70s in Colorado Springs this afternoon. Much of the state has another chance for thunderstorms today. Then it gets sunnier and warmer across much of the state for the end of the week. Highs just above 90 in Pueblo this afternoon, and in Grand Junction, a little bit warmer for western Colorado tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.